This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This is Corey Shapiro for all our new listeners. If you're new to divorce, first off, I'm sorry. I'm Corey Shapiro. I am a divorce attorney in New York City. And on this podcast, if I can say it correctly, podcast, I evolve my thinking in my book that came out in 2022, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. A lot of those concepts I refine in this podcast, and I answer listeners' questions. So thank you for joining us. And, you know, if you're in the middle of a divorce, it could be really challenging. And this podcast is really trying to help you become a little bit more creative in your thinking. Think of me as like your divorce coach, coaching you to think a little bit more creatively and not so reactively. And it's so easy to be reactive in a divorce because we're stressed. Even attorneys can be reactive. You know, we get stressed. So here in this divorce coach, you know, I'm recording in my office. I record it on Fridays. I try to be more relaxed. Like we're basically having a cup of coffee over issues. And I think about these things all the time. Yes, ask my fiance. She knows. Soon to be wife. Okay, so here we go. Today's topic is about what happens when your income lowers, you have a job change, but you got child support that's locked in. And now that child support's burdensome. I mean, child support's burdensome already, but now it's really burdensome. Okay, that's what we're talking about today. So let's just get into our weekly quote. It's by Viktor Frankl. And his quote is, "Man is pushed by drives, but pulled by values." And I love that quote because I saw it said a different ways. And I think it's now said basically instead of values by principles. And principles need to trump your desires. You know, that desire in a divorce to just be reactive, to project your anger or to ignore it. You know, sometimes people are so afraid that they don't do anything. And they think things are going to go away. And that's not necessarily the case. That actually might be worse. It's hard to come to a divorce attorney's office. It's even hard to go to a mediation office. I would say it's even hard for the first time to go to a therapist office or to go to a couples therapist and to admit you have some issues in your relationship. You know, there are people who are shy away from that. And the biggest thing I've learned as a professional myself is please don't feel any shame. There's so many people out there who have thought about these things at an advanced level who can help you. Yes, you. So let's move on to our question. If you have a question for the podcast, you can submit it to question.gettingdivorce.org. Our questions from Dana. "I recently experienced a career setback and was without employment for a year. Fortunately, I've now secured a new position, although it pays half of my previous salary. I asked my ex to adjust my child support payments due to these changes, but my ex isn't in agreement. What happens if I go to court on this issue, which I do not want to do?" Well, Dana, I'm happy you got a new job. First, that's great. And secondly, I appreciate that if you have such lowered income, this monthly child support expense can be draining. And it's sort of like you're locked in. And if your ex is not open to moving that number, and I could appreciate someone's receiving, you know, child support, they have expenses, they have fixed costs. Their cost hasn't changed just because you had a lower job. Everyone has to suffer. Is that true? Or is it only you? And when you go to court, it depends. It depends. What happens. And I think the court looks at a couple factors. And this is very different. This is just broad strokes because every jurisdiction is a little different. But basically what they're looking at is your earning capacity. That's what they're looking at. So for example, if your earning capacity is, let's just use numbers. Let's say your earning capacity is $100,000. That's what they determine. And they determine it using experts. They do these investigations, what you should be making. And you've got a job for $30,000. It's going to be hard to convince a court that you really are only making 30 if your earning capacity is 100. And what they could do is they can impute to you $100,000 a year. So basically they say, I don't care what you make, sir, you know, sir, ma'am, I don't really care. I don't trust you. Your earning capacity is $100,000. That's what we're going to say. We're going to base child support on $100,000. But you're like, judge, I make 30. And they're like, yeah, and we don't believe you because you can make 100. On the other hand, if the court believes, and let's say your earning capacity is 50, they say, you know, we believe your earning capacity is 50 and you got a job for 50. I think that's what the judge is going to probably do. They're trying to do what's equitable. If it was so easy as just changing your job to get out of child support, everyone would do it. So they got to figure out if there's good faith or bad faith. And that's really what's going on here. Another thing they're going to really look at is your job search efforts. And that's where good faith comes in. And you need to be organized. Whew, like a spreadsheet to show what a jobs you've applied to, what follow-up, what interviews. You can't just like, oh, I just put, you know, one submission on, you know, I don't know, LinkedIn and I got nothing. So I basically took a job at Starbucks. That's bad faith. That's bad faith. They really want to see you making good faith efforts to find the job that is in accordance with your earning capacity. So Dana, that's the broad strokes. It depends on your jurisdiction, if it's easy to modify it or not, depends on what the agreement says. There is hope. There is hope. As long as you know you could show a good faith effort was made, a really good faith effort, and that's all you got, maybe the court will believe you. But as you can see from my demeanor, it's not a shoo-in. Not a shoo-in. And that's why when you enter these agreements, and that maybe should go to my coaching corner, people have to understand, if you're entering these long-term agreements, we're not talking about a judgment, we're not talking about a trial, but you got to make clear what happens if your income changes involuntarily. Could happen for health reasons. I've seen that. But it also can happen because of change in a job market. Let's say I saw a case where you're a mortgage broker and then the interest rates go up. And then your business is basically dried up. And you go to court and you're like, listen, I'm not really closing any accounts because literally the federal government tripled the interest rate. And the judge is like, that sounds reasonable. That would be reasonable for a court. But you have to make that clear in these agreements. And that's where really good drafting comes in. So, Dana, unfortunately, you're already in a situation where the agreement is what it is. Maybe want to go to an attorney, review that agreement, make sure the language supports you. If not, just remember those two principles. I want people to who are new, check out my book. You can actually listen to it on audiobook. And I think the movement is now people listen to books more than they read them. And you could just listen to a sample. I have it on Spotify. I have it on Amazon. On Audible, which is owned by Amazon. And I'm getting feedback that people really enjoy audiobooks more than reading. I think it's because we're so conditioned to podcasts where we can like listen to it while we're commuting, doing chores. I think it's a quick read. If you do read the book, what I like about it is we have key points at the end of each chapter. And I really made it so it just flows. It's not a 6-hour novel. It really tries to give you actionable information. All right. So that's what we have for this podcast. I thank you all for listening. I thank you for doing the hard work to be more creative, less reactive in your divorce. Until next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.